Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Do you hear them scream?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them cry?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you see them die?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Please let us all
go vegan, go vegan.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of liberation, peace, justice, freedom, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management.
For too long you haven't realized that every life is precious. Now please confess it. And then listen and watch and then act. Yes, listen and watch and then act. Do you hear them scream?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them cry?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you see them die?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Please let us all
go vegan, go vegan.
Vegan Nation has been on here since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. I am very grateful, very honored, and very happy that we are joined by Judy Carman in Kansas. And Judy Carman is one of the founding members of Million Vegan Grandmothers. And the Million Vegan Grandmothers has a campaign coming up called the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day. And that campaign of International Calf and Cow Mother's Day was founded by Tammy Hay in Alberta, Canada. And soon, Tammy Hay will also be joining us for this interview. And Judy Carman is also an author of Homo Ahimsa, Who We Really Are, and How We're Going to Save the World. And she also is the author of many other great books as well. And so I'm really happy. Judy, thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Hi, Marlene. Hi, everyone. And it's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for having me. And I really want to applaud Tammy for coming up with this, to me, divinely inspired idea for the Calf and Cow Mother's Day, which basically means we're expanding Mother's Day to include all beings. And shouldn't we always have done that? But now we're doing it thanks to Tammy and her team. And the Million Vegan Grandmothers, as you said, is part of launching that. And I just, I'm so inspired by her idea to expand Mother's Day to include all beings, not just human beings. As human mothers are wonderful, but hey, let's recognize the other animals. I think the calf and cow focus is so important because the dairy industry is so incredibly cruel and separates the mothers from their babies every single time that the babies are born, causing tremendous agony for the mothers and for the babies. Their hearts are just broken over and over every single year as they live in the dairy industry. And of course, the baby boys are taken away and killed for veal. And the baby girls are kept there so that they'll go through the same suffering as their mothers. So it's a terrible industry. And by going vegan, we can end that industry and help those farmers and ranchers come up with more humane and loving ways to make a living. So I just thought what I might do before Tammy comes on would be to share a story about a mother and a baby. This isn't a cow mother, it's a deer mother, but it's a story that happened to me. So it's very personal, and I think it illustrates the love that animal mothers have for their babies, and of course animal fathers too. So I was out in the yard one day, and our neighbor dogs who run loose were just, you know, playing around in the yard. But suddenly I saw that they were messing around in the grass. And I got I got a little closer and saw that they had found a baby deer. And you know how mothers will bed their babies down in the grass and say, now be quiet, don't make any moves, I'll be back. So this baby was being very quiet. As it turned out, the baby got bitten, and I could see all this happening, and they were chasing the baby at this point. And so I'm running as fast as I can to get that baby. And they got the baby cornered in a creek bed. And so I was able to grab the baby. The dogs knew me, so I knew they weren't going to fight me. In fact, they looked very ashamed because they knew how I felt about animals. So I grabbed the baby, I ran back to the house, and I saw the mother out in the just right where the forest meets the yard. And I yelled to her, I said, I will bring your baby back to you. And so I just praying that I can keep my promise. I run into the house with the baby. He's bleeding, and I'm calling the wildlife rehabilitators that are about half hour away. And they're saying, yeah, bring him on in. I find a dog crate, put him in the dog crate with the blanket, and off we go. So we get there to the rehabilitators, and they're such wonderful people. They had already contacted somebody who was trained to raise baby deers and return them to the wild. But they looked him over, they quieted him down, anesthetized him a little bit, and sutured him up, and really examined him and said, you know what? He's better off going back to his mom. We think he can make it. So back in the dog crate, I put him, and off we went. And it was starting to get dark, but we got back home just in time. And I looked over where mom had been when I first called to her and said, I'll bring your baby back. She was still there waiting for her baby. She trusted me somehow and knew what I said. And when you think of these things, it blows your mind how intelligent these animals are and how loving, and how she risked herself around those dogs to wait for her baby. So the baby saw her. I had him in my arms, and which was, oh my goodness, a wonderful, wonderful feeling to be able to hold him, if only for a little bit. But his little legs started moving, and I set him down, and he ran off to her and joined her. And it was just one of the best things that's ever happened to me to see that happen. Of course, I searched around the next day to make sure they weren't around anywhere. And I asked my neighbor to keep her dogs in for at least a couple of days, and which she did. So that had a very happy ending. But I think the most important part of the story is illustrating the deep bond that mothers have for their babies. So that's that story.
Beautiful. That is lovely. And where was the bite on the fawn, the baby deer?
It was on his little hip. Oh. So they sewed it up.
Nice.
So wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Yes. And it's not just the wild mothers, as we know, it's in the dairies, and it's also pigs, for example, who even in so-called humane farms, which are definitely not humane, they still separate the babies from the mother, and the mother is not able to do what she longs to do, to care for her babies and make nests for them and teach them all kinds of wonderful things that mothers teach their babies of all species. And this goes for chickens, and I know the International Chicken Day is coming up very soon also, with United Poultry Concerns, and they're very wonderful explaining how the chickens lay the eggs. The eggs hatch. The babies never see their mothers. The mothers never see their babies. It's horrific what happens to the mothers of all these animals that people eat and otherwise exploit. So it's so important to raise consciousness about what is happening to the mothers of other species besides our own. When we're eating, for example, a slice of cheese on a cheese sandwich, we're eating what was milk meant for that mother's baby. That baby has likely been killed, and the mother is being forced, raped, if I may say, to impregnate her again, to go through the cycle again. And the milk that she produces that turns into cheese, that milk is for her baby. It's not for us. It never was. So it's just so important that we expand our golden rule, expand our consciousness to include not just human mothers, but all mothers everywhere.
And I know that ahimsa is a theme within the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day. And of course, the title of your book, Homo Ahimsa. Could you please explain to our listeners a little bit about ahimsa?
Sure. Ahimsa is a Sanskrit word that means non-harm. Himsa means harm, and the A in front of it makes it non-harm. It's also used to mean loving kindness and all sorts of beautiful words, including the golden rule. I really believe the word ahimsa is the same as the golden rule and the same as veganism, and that we saw happening at the protest recently trying to save all those dogs. That was nonviolent activism. The activists were practicing ahimsa and refusing to fight back against the attacks from the police and so forth. Ahimsa is a very, very beautiful word. And doing this Mother's Day action, which will be taking place every year on Mother's Day, is an ahimsa action. Just like I said, it's the same as the golden rule, ahimsa is. And the golden rule is spoken of in nearly every religion that I know of, it is spoken of and proposed as the ideal that we are all reaching for. So it is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's just right on track. And it is, it's our goal, all of us. When we really think about it deep in our hearts, that's who we want to be. We want to be Homo Ahimsa instead of Homo sapiens, the nonviolent, loving, caretaking human that is not here to dominate, but rather is here to partner with all life.
Beautiful. Thank you, Judy.
We hear them scream, go vegan, go vegan. We hear them cry.
You're listening to Judy Carman, who's joining us from Kansas, and Judy is a founding member of the Million Vegan Grandmothers.
Please let us all go vegan, go vegan. For too long you haven't noticed all the cruelties that have been done. But now the time has come that you listen and watch and then act. Please listen and watch and then act. Hörst du sie schreien? Go vegan, go vegan. Hörst du sie weinen? Go vegan, go vegan. Siehst du sie sterben? Go vegan, go vegan. Bitte lasst uns alle. Go vegan, go vegan.
You tune in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Judy, and we'll also be joined by Tammy Hay in Alberta, Canada. And Tammy is the founder of Million Vegan Grandmothers and the upcoming inaugural International Calf and Cow Mother's Day.
Go vegan, go vegan.
Let's hear more of this great music from Annette Rudat in Munich, Germany. Go vegan. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Now we are very fortunate to be joined by Tammy Hay in Alberta, Canada. And we still have Judy Carmen in Kansas on the line with us as well. Welcome, Tammy. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, Marlene, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for sharing this good news that we're going to protect the mothers and babies of all species.
And so, Tammy, can you please give us the details about International Calf and Cow Mother's Day?
Thank you. Thank you, Marlene. We just had an entire convergence. You're able to rewatch all last weekend inaugurating the first ever International Calf and Cow Mother's Day. And that can be watched on the Million Vegan Grandmothers YouTube channel. And what it's about, as vegans, we sometimes have a difficult time talking to people about that it's not just a diet. But one of the ways that we feel would be an amazing way for mothers and grandmothers and communities to bring this forth is to focus on the mothers and their babies, especially in the dairy industry, but all across all animals of all species and what's happening to them. So to bring a deeper awareness to the exploitation through that heart-opening space can have a really powerful impact.
So what are some of the activities happening for the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day 2026?
Well, we have our brand new website up. It's calfandcow.org. And there's a place there to host an event. So you can let us know what you're doing in your area for Mother's Day. There's events happening around the world. Really, if we want to dismantle the dairy industry and all the abuse, we're also making a huge contribution to healing Mother Earth as well. So I'm asking everyone if they would go on to the calfandcow.org and please let us know what you would like to do. You know, it could be something as simple as the American Vegan Society is doing in Philadelphia at their store. They're opening up the store on Sunday and they're going to serve plant-based milk and cheese and talk about the dairy industry and hand out some flyers. And really also it's to invite vegetarians who stopped eating flesh food to understand that dairy is simply liquid meat. It's the cruelest practice in the industry.
Thank you, Tammy. And I was excited to also see that in Beirut, Lebanon, the Hayek Hospital, the world's first vegan hospital, they're also participating in the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day.
Isn't that wonderful? So they're going to share with all their patients and all their patients' families on that day about the mothers and babies of other species, especially the dairy industry. Millions and millions of calves are killed as byproduct. A lot of the dairy mothers, when they're exhausted, they collapse, and they're often pregnant when they're slaughtered. This is an ethical issue. Yeah.
And so what was your motivation to start the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day?
The grandmothers are a global initiative. It seems like though everyone is very, very full on in their own advocacy and their own communities. Like Judy is also an author and she's co-founder of the Interfaith Vegan Coalition and many, many other things. And so the grandmothers needed something specifically to work on. And this came as a vision that mothers and babies, we're here to protect the mothers and babies. That was our original pledge as grandmothers, is to protect the grandchildren of all species and their homes. So this naturally moved into alignment as an initiative for the grandmothers to be able to bring forth to the world. And it's receiving some really heart-centered support.
Thank you. And how can our listeners be involved with the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day?
So please reach out on calfandcow.org, submit something that you're going to do on Mother's Day weekend. But every day is Mother's Day, so the initiatives are going to go on all year long. So if you have any great ideas, please submit a piece of art, a video that really touched you. There's a place to submit anything. Submit your community. This is going to be a community project. It's initiated by the Million Vegan Grandmothers, but it's a community project. communities are what's going to make a difference in the future when we all join together to bring the truth forward. It's really about the truth of loving kindness and homo ahimsa world.
We're listening to Tammy Hay, who's joining us from Alberta, Canada. And Tammy Hay is the founder of International Calf and Cow Mother's Day. And we're also joined by Judy Carmen in Kansas. And Judy, what additional messages would you like to leave with our listeners?
Well, just everything Tammy said is just so true. We need to really search our hearts and souls as we look at what's happening in the world, with our finding our own inner peace and our own true nature of ahimsa. As I was saying earlier, that our highest goal is to be homo ahimsa, to be living by the golden rule, to be living as vegans in this world and not exploiting the world. This is a big part of that, a big way to take significant action and help people understand that they can be aligned with their true nature by going vegan and by taking care of the mothers and babies of the world, of all species.
Thank you, Judy. And thank you, Tammy. Thank you very much for all you do. And thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene.
Tammy, what are some of the countries that are involved with International Calf and Cow Mother's Day coming up May 9th and 10th, 2026?
A lot of them in South America. And there's quite a few things happening in the U.S. I'm hosting some events in Canada. We don't have all these posted yet. We're going to be posting them this week. And Lebanon, as you had said, there's the vegans of Palestine are going to be hosting something as well through Anne Kasperson, a beautiful journalist who's been a real co-convener on this project with me and with all of us, really. So she's in Sweden, and there's going to be an event in Sweden. India, there's quite a few people in India that have signed up to host certain events, whether it's at a sanctuary or doing food demos or tabling.
Well, that's good to know, and that's very important. That's a vegan event, so those in India will be able to learn about veganism.
Yeah, you know, because their government has just announced they want to increase the dairy production in India by 50%. And that's going backwards. I mean, seriously. And India right now is really not doing well in a lot of ways. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe this is a stage of chaos where things look like they're getting worse before they get better. I want to believe that. But I do believe a lot more people are becoming aware. And I'm really imagining that the grandmothers will bring forth this initiative and start that the love for mothers and babies will really extend into how we eat, including releasing dairy completely from our diets.
Thank you, Tammy. And Judy, speaking of mother and child bovines, I would love to hear your story.
For a long time, I was vegetarian. And I just thought, I believed what I'd been told, that, well, you have to milk them or they'll be in pain because their udders will get all swollen if we don't drink their milk. And not a clue did I have that they had to impregnate those poor cows every year and rip the babies away from them in order to steal the milk and sell it to human beings. And once I realized that, I was transformed, and that was the end of that. And that's when I became vegan. And we need to do our very, very best to explain it. I mean, there's so much propaganda out there, even in grade schools, that you have to drink your milk, and it's cruel and it's wrong, but it's hidden, so hidden. And so it's our job to get that information out there. Now that I know, I can tell others.
Beautiful. Thank you, Judy. And again, thank you, Tammy.
Thank you both for being the force that we need. Oh, yes.
Thank you very much, Tammy, for joining us on Vegan Nation. Thanks for all your work up there in Alberta, Canada. And thank you, Judy, right there in the heart of the USA in Kansas, for all you do for the vegan movement. Thank you.
Thank you, Marlene. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marlene.
Let's go out with this beautiful song by Vegan Queen V. This is her song, Mother, and she's performing live in Totnes, Devon, England.
If I was a mother,
plant milks are outrageously good. There's dairy-free kefir now. The Forager Project. I'm not making any money with Forager, but I want to tell you, it is really good yogurt and kefir. And they also make a sour cream. So, and it's called Forager, F-O-R-A-G-E-R. Their yogurt is made with cashews and coconut. It's so good. We can make this change and not only feel wonderful knowing that we're keeping these cows and babies from being tortured, but also have something that tastes good to us. And so we're not giving up anything when we go vegan, when we switch from the dairy cheeses and milks to non-dairy, to nut milks and nut cheeses. Try some of these things and enjoy them and feel not just the joy of the good taste, but the joy that you are doing something so important, protecting these mothers and babies from the torture that they're going through in dairies.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Marlene. Thanks for doing this. This is great.
Much thanks to Judy Common and Tammy Hay, Million Vegan Grandmothers, and International Calf and Cow Mother's Day. Much thanks to all the listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation, to Vegan Queen V for her music, and to Annette Rudat for her music. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlene in Massachusetts wishing you a lovely, peaceful, joyous day. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.